Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you with a need today. We come to you declaring your healing over our ears. We're praying for this, Lord, and we're asking you in your mercy that you would stretch forth your hand as we stretch forth our hand and bring healing, because you love to give good gifts to your people. I'm praying, Lord, Mark 4, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And I'm praying, Lord Jesus, that you would help my ears to hear today. Of course, my spiritual ears, but also the physical ears. You say in Job 36 that you open our ears to instructions and commands. And I need my ears of the body to be able to hear clearly and concisely. So I'm declaring to my ears that they will be opened by Jehovah God himself. Job 33, then you open the ears of men. And yes, it says that you terrify them with warnings. And yes, I fully embrace the fear of God. But I am declaring that my ears will be opened, not only the ears of my spirit, but the ears of my body. Do you not know, 1 Corinthians 6, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. So body, I am commanding you to glorify God. I am declaring that you will glorify God. And I am calling upon you, Jehovah God, to give my body the ability to glorify you in complete health, in complete wholeness, in functioning in exact way that you have intended it to be. Luke 1, for behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Well, whether or not you have a womb, your ears can leap for joy when they hear. So, Father, I'm declaring that my ears will be unplugged, that my ears will hear completely. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, as in Proverbs 20, the Lord has made them both. Father, you made my ears, and I will not stand for them falling to this fleshly world, falling to this sinful world that causes pain and sickness. You made my ears, you made my eyes, and they will hear and they will see. Father, I pray for the grace for you to make this so, to make this a true reality in my life. And I'm declaring these things because I have the faith to believe that you can heal, that you will heal, that there's nothing so sinful about me, that I'm not so prideful and arrogant to think that my sin is greater than your ability to heal, and my sickness is greater than your ability to heal. I'm saying yes, Lord. I'm submitting humbly before you to declare that my ear will be opened, that whatever is causing this plug will be released, and these ears will be completely made whole. Father, even in Luke 22, but Jesus said, no more of this, and he touched his ear and healed them. Jesus, would you touch my ear right now and heal them? Would you make them whole again? If you have any plan for this, if you have any purpose in this, to teach me perseverance, then I say yes. And give me ears of my spirit to hear and know what you are doing. Not the tree of knowledge kind of know, but have a knowing that you are leading, a knowing that you are at work. Isaiah 35, then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Yeah, I love that. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. So I am declaring hearing, full hearing, to come upon these ears right now in the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 13, but blessed are our eyes, for they see, and our ears, for they hear. I am blessed, and my ears see fully and clearly, concisely, at long distance and at close distance, and my ears hear beautifully. They don't have pain at loud noises. I don't strain to hear in crowds. There is no deafness that can stand before Jehovah God. This fluid behind the eardrums that shouldn't be there has to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, it is written, No eye has seen, no ear has heard, not even my heart can imagine what God has prepared for those who love him. And I know, Father God, that you have given me the grace to love you. And I know that you have more blessings for me than I can ever imagine. So Isaiah 30, your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right or the left, and how can I hear you, Lord, if you have not unplugged my ears, both my ears of the spirit and my ears of the body? So I'm asking you to do this. I'm declaring that you will do this because your name will be glorified in all of the kingdom. You are my Lord. You are my healer. Exodus 15. We will diligently, yes, we will diligently listen to the voice of our God and do what is right in his eyes. We will give ear to his commandments. We will keep all of his statutes. Therefore, he will not put any of the diseases that he put on the sinners to cause them to repent. Papa, if I have sin in my life that is causing this to be bound to me, then I want you to reveal it to me. I will kneel humbly before you and I will listen to your conviction. I pray that you would restore me to the joy of my salvation. Father, if you need to bring a memory or a dream or have me hear a song on the radio to convict me, then I say yes. And I ask you for the grace to hear and to be humble and to say yes and to repent, which simply means to turn away from my sin. I will turn away from it. I will go completely in the opposite direction and I will do things your way. But in lieu of that, if that is not the case, if there is no sin, then I am declaring your healing over my ears at this exact moment. Help my spirit, help your spirit rise up within me to bring the joy of my salvation today. Help me hear your voice, not any other voice, not my own voice. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy. Amen.